Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Hi, welcome back. Okay, this is going to be fun. I have got a great show lined up for you today. No, really, I really do. I know I say that all the time. We have to come up with something to say for that, Lisa. Whenever I say I've got a really great guest, you need a sound effect for that, right? Well, I am very excited because I have a special guest. You know, I'm getting some visitors in the office. And I am really happy when I can have somebody special come in and actually do a radio interview with me in the studio. So visiting me all the way from Des Moines, Iowa, is Mr. Kirby Wood, and he is with American Equity Life. They are a publicly traded life and annuity company. And let me get the disclosures out. We use their products, recommend their fixed index products to our clients. And we also hold them in our stock portfolios. Their ticker symbol is AEL. It's American Equity Life. And I am just beside myself. Very excited to have Kirby. Kirby, welcome to the program.
David, thank you so much for having me here today. It's my pleasure. And all I can say is everybody in Florida, hello. And it's good to be down here away from Iowa. That's for sure, David.
Is it a little chilly about this time?
It's getting chilly this time of the year up in Iowa.
Well, we're glad you're here. And as I said, with the fair and full disclosure piece of getting that to my clients, you know, I recommend American Equity because I believe in their products and I think they're a strong company. And we see them fitting with our clients, especially the people that are either retired or approaching retirement, and they want to put some of their money into something that is safer and more secure and that can produce income. That's what American Equity specializes in. And but then on the flip side, ironically, for our fee-based clients, we hold American Equity as a stock because we think that their company is going to grow. And we kind of have a little bit of insider information. They're doing it not in the technical sense, but actually working as an advisor. I see how their products work, so I think they're going to grow as a company. So we're holding them as an investment. So, Kirby, let's do this. Let's give our listeners, and again, the stock ticker symbol is AEL. Let's give our listeners a little bit of understanding about how American Equity works, what they're about, what makes it different, so they can get a little bit of feel for the company, and then we can get into the products themselves.
Sure, David, I'd love to. American Equity is a company started about 17 years ago, but we've grown to be a $35 billion company. We are American-owned and American-operated, which I think is very, very important, especially we're dealing with folks' hard-earned retirement dollars. Like you said, we're traded on the New York Stock Exchange. And American Equity, we really focus on something that we coined the phrase sleep insurance. We want the people that purchase our products to be able to sleep at night and know that when they get up in the morning, they have not lost a penny with American Equity. And that's how we differentiate ourselves. We're really selling safety, guarantees, simplicity, and transparency. And probably the other thing that distinguishes us is our service. Seems like service is not what it used to be. I don't know about you, but I took the airlines down here, and it's not like it used to be anyhow flying on the airlines. And at American Equity, we do little things like answer the phone with real live people.
Imagine that.
So if any of your clients ever call American Equity, we'll have a live person on the phone to help them. And then I know you call us a lot, and your clients work through you to get answers from American Equity. So services is the foundation of the company.
Well, if you don't have service, then it's hard to have trust that comes with that. You know, that's the key. That's really the key.
Exactly.
So, we've had people call our office and say, I'd like to leave a message for David. And the receptionist says, okay, go ahead.
Yep.
Wait, am I getting voicemail?
Yeah.
So that's important.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about, so publicly traded. We talked about that. I love that. A lot of insurance companies are not publicly traded, or they have different ownership structure.
Sure.
And I think that's a very nice aspect to your company. In fact, some of them today are even owned by investment or hedge funds, which brings up a whole nother area of whose interests are being focused on, the policyholder or the investor. So it creates some potential conflict, I guess.
Right,
but
right.
But I like the story, and I've been to your home office, as you know, Kirby, and spent time with your key executives there, and I like everything you're about. Let's talk about, let's do this. I mean, I don't want to jump in here too quick. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break and come back. I want to talk with Kirby about the products they offer at their company and how these things fit into an overall investment portfolio. Stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we are back with Kirby Wood. Now, Chief Marketing Officer?
Correct, David.
Okay, all right. Important guy at American Equity.
Love what I do. Love the company I do it with and working with folks like you.
Well, you've been there 9 years, and you were sharing with me before we started the program, the company itself, there's heavy employee ownership.
Definitely. Without a doubt, everybody at American Equity has skin in the game, we like to say, especially our senior management team. We all own the stock. We all believe in the company. We believe in what we're doing. And about probably 7 years ago, something like that, 5, 6, 7 years ago, we started an employee stock ownership plan. So all of our 400-plus teammates back in Des Moines, Iowa that do all the heavy lifting are all owners of the company also.
That's excellent. So let's get into the actual, a little bit of the details or some of the technical points. You, American Equity, being an insurance company, you are... An analogy is you're a manufacturer of products. You build products that then you have distribution partners, like advisors like myself,
sure,
that we can recommend your product to our clients, and then we can assist them in placing the client's money with you. And then that is an agreement, a contract, or a policy that then is put in place that basically says, here's what we're going to do with the money you gave us and what benefits we're going to provide back to you.
Right.
And so let's talk a little bit about that. One of your primary products that I have been working with is your fixed index annuity.
Sure.
And I understand that that's really one of your key products at the company.
That's 95% of our sales.
I think that would make it key then.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, tell the listeners a little bit about that type of product. What is it? How does it work? We'll start with 50,000 feet.
Sure.
And kind of
sure.
Give them an understanding. And this is the sleep insurance that you were referring to.
Exactly. Basically, with the fixed indexed annuity, the best thing about them is it offers safety and guarantees for the clients. And nobody's lost a penny at American Equity in any of our fixed indexed annuities. So we're very proud of that. But clients also have the opportunity to participate in the upside of the S&P or the Dow. I heard you do your report, and I know you do some managed money also. So they have the potential to share in part of the upside. They don't get it all. And a lot of people say, well, it sounds too good to be true. Well, what we do for the upside is we simply just buy an option. And I don't want to complicate things too much.
But that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, we don't take any of that upside risk. We're an insurance company. What we do is we provide the guarantees for the client so they can sleep at night. And then we buy an option for the upside.
So the money that goes into the annuity, this is the safe aspect of it. The money's in there. You guys hold that money. And then that's where the safety comes, because you're going to build a portfolio that's going to be conservative, and you're going to have a guarantee though to that client that, hey, look, your money here it's safe with us. And then the interest that's credited to the account, that's where this upside potential comes with being linked or tied to how the market performs.
Exactly. And at American Equity, we were one of the first ones to get in this marketplace. Our senior management team, we're real proud of the fact we've been together over 15 years. We're one of the longest running management teams in the indexed annuity space. So we use that expertise, but the company was built on the fact that we provide sleep insurance and safety and guarantees. We also are able to, through these annuities, which has been something that's came about the last few years, is provide your clients a guaranteed lifetime income that they're guaranteed never to outlive. So we can tell them today if just how much money they're going to be guaranteed to get as an income stream down the road.
And that's even if they pull all the money out that they put in, you're still going to pay them.
We're going to pay them, yeah, that lifetime income is going to be a stream that they're going to have, even if their account value, because they live very long lives and they don't have any money left in their account value, we're going to still pay them that guaranteed income for the rest of their lives.
Well, that's a compelling reason to look at this as a product, as part of an overall portfolio. And that's where, of course, I, as you know, Kirby, we've talked about how I do business, and I like having a part of a person's portfolio, be protected, be safe, and also be able to derive a guarantee of income out of that. Because, you know, the folks that only do investments and they try to take their income out of that, that's a very dangerous game. You know, if you've got something that is fluctuating widely or broadly, and you try to, you know, reach in and grab money out of that for income every month, you know, you might just pull it out while it's down. You know, it's okay to, it's good to buy on sale. We don't want to sell on sale,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Exactly. For sure.
So I like that aspect. Now, I want to speak to the, you mentioned about the opportunity for growth. You know, of course, one of the trade-offs is if you are participating in part of what the market does, you know, so you, if the market goes up, you know, has a great run like we've seen, you know, where it runs up 20%, you know, and you might, the person might earn 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever percent, depending on how the market's done and how the calculation actually plays out. And because I've seen these firsthand.
You bet.
So somebody might say, well, you know, but you're not getting enough of the market. But what they seem to forget so conveniently, yeah, but your money was never at risk in the market.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right, David, and I'm a big believer in diversification myself. No one should have all their money in annuities. I don't think anybody should probably have all their money in the market, and that's key, and I think having that diversification and having annuities as a part of their portfolio, and what it really boils down to is how much of their money do they want to keep safe and not exposed to the volatility and the risk of the market?
Yeah, and that's really, I think, one of the things that people, as they think about, you know, because there are some folks out there, and I know that you pay attention to what people say, Kirby, in your work there at American Equity. There are some folks that, you know, they may offer a competing product or service, so they, of course, they take their swipes at the annuities, or they take their swipes at the insurance companies. Some of it has some validity, but a lot of it is just simply a competitor trying to kick sand in your face. Because the challenge, and again, because of what I do, I'm a hybrid. You know, I have portfolios that I have for my clients that have part of their money that's invested in the market or in bonds and things like that, no load funds, exchange traded funds. But also, we like the idea of having some money in annuities as well. So I feel like I can kind of be in the middle and really be objective. And some of the criticism, really, that, you know, the folks that only sell mutual funds and they don't look at an annuity, well, they're not going to talk favorably about it, or they'll not say something nice, or they won't say anything at all. So I guess that's just part of the deal, you know, of there being competition.
Yeah, there's a lot of negative propaganda out there, I think, and a lot of it's serving self-interest, but there's a lot of positive, a lot more positive things out there, you know, and with the annuities at American Equity, the client has some liquidity. Every year they can get up to 10% of their money that they can access beginning in the second year. So we have a lot of things built in. And at the end of the day, it's all about the promises that we make to the clients. And so we're very, very conservative in our investment portfolio.
It is okay to be conservative, right? I mean, it's not passe, is it?
If you're providing promises and guarantees that may not take place for years and years and years down the road, it's very important to be conservative and to have high quality assets in your portfolio. And that's okay because our products aren't designed to match the market or beat the market. Our products are really designed to provide the safety and the guarantees with some potential on the upside.
Makes sense to me, Kirby. Kirby Wood is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. American Equity, the ticker is AEL. And we're going to take another short break. We'll come back. And I want to talk a little bit about how they actually build the portfolio. What's in these things? How do they invest the money? Stay right there.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back. Kirby Wood, Chief Marketing Officer for American Equity Life, the ticker symbol AEL. Take a look at the stock. It is American-owned and publicly traded, and that is a cool thing and something definitely to look at. Conservative company. Let's talk about that conservatism. Kirby, you know, the things that my listeners will be wondering or thinking, okay, you got, okay, I get it. You put part of it into, you guys hold it and you invest it. And then the other part you're using to get me interest by buying options on the market, basically. Well, the money that you're holding that is the safe part, that you're the secure part. So you guys can honor your guarantee to me that I'm never going to lose money, that I'm not going to see negative returns on my annual statement from you. You know, where the market drops 20, I want to see a goose egg. I don't want to see any losses.
Right.
So
me too.
Okay. So how? What do you do with that money then? What are you putting it into? I mean, you have to put it into something. It's not just cash, right?
Exactly, David. And you know what we do, because we have these promises and guarantees that can go for years and years and years, tens and twenties and thirties years. We've always taken a very conservative approach to our investment portfolio. Out of our bond portfolio, 97% of it is investment grade or better. We never buy a bond below investment grade. A couple of them, the rating agencies have downgraded them. So we're always buying high quality investment grade bonds is a majority of our portfolio. We've mixed in a few commercial mortgages that we do. That's probably 10 to 12% of our portfolio. And we manage those very closely, and we do some of those where we underwrite them ourselves. We do a few pools, but by and large, most of our money are in bonds.
So this is a portfolio. I'm going to oversimplify this, Kirby, but it's a portfolio really of conservatively managed fixed income securities.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. All right. That are investment grade or better. That's
okay.
Our criteria going in.
Now, so, you know, one of the things that it's important for people to be aware of, and I, of course, talk about this very often on the program and when I meet with people individually in my office, when we look at the individual investor who might buy a bond or a bond mutual fund, and, of course, doing that before we see maybe interest rates rise, one of the risks, of course, that people need to be aware of is that they could be exposed to that interest rate risk.
Definitely. They are exposed to that.
Okay.
For sure.
So if rates jump up 1%, our friends over at Morningstar says a 10-year bond is going to drop 10% in value. $100,000 bond will go to 90 just by the interest rates going up. Now, but for you guys, you're holding these things. A lot of times you're holding them at maturity. So you can buy bonds without, quote unquote, kind of a hesitation about interest rates. In other words, because you're building, buying these things and you're holding them, tend to hold them long term, you might need to make an adjustment. But you hold them long term, you've got some that helps to protect against that. And so my point is that my understanding, and I want you to confirm this
sure.
for me, is that putting the money into the annuity, even though you're buying the same things we might buy as individual investors, you're looking at it and holding it differently.
Exactly, David. And I'm not the investment guy. I'm the chief marketing officer. But yeah, we typically the bonds that we buy match the duration of the annuity that we're purchasing. And we buy very conservative bonds, but the plan is to hold them to maturity. So while there is some interest rate risk involved in that, obviously, the fact that we can weather that and hold it to maturity has helped us. And, you know, the other thing I'd add is if I was a consumer out there today, I think these fixed indexed annuities are a great solution for the fixed income portion of someone's portfolio. And I would much rather be in a product like this than be in a bond today or a bond fund today, because if rates do go up, there is going to be those bonds are going to suffer.
There's going to be people that are very surprised about their portfolios, Kirby, because, you know, one of the things that we look at continually on the investment part of what we do here,
sure,
because we're managing the money ourselves and we're picking the funds and all that, where we've been pulling back, and I'm glad we did what we did when we did it. We've been pulling back on our bond durations or the bond average bond maturity so that we reduce that risk, because it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And when that happens, again, a lot of people are going to be surprised. Now, I want to do this. I want to take another short break and come back. I want to talk with you, Kirby, a little bit about how people can view the annuity as a source of potential earnings, but also as safety when we look at a potential for a market correction. Okay, so think about that a little bit. Kirby Wood, American Equities in the studio. Short break. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we are back with Kirby Wood, Chief Marketing Officer of American Equity Life, and the ticker symbol. You're kind of getting double your pleasure today here. You're getting two bangs for your buck. I want you to look at American Equity as an investment, AEL. That's the ticker. So we've got it in our investment portfolios, some of them, depending on the objectives. And then also look at their product line. It's one of the products that we are very pleased to offer at Holland Financial, that a good company, and we look at their fixed index annuities for clients where that fits, along with other companies as well. But we look at their products and use them where we think they're appropriate. And so we're kind of looking at it on both sides of the house. So I had a question I teased you with before the break. One of the things that people need to understand about your products, Kirby, and you can expand on this for us, is that they're not guaranteed. You know, if they choose to link their interest potential on the annuity, and they've got some choices, as you said, the S&P 500, the Dow, unless they choose a fixed interest option, which they also have.
We have that too, David.
Okay.
Yes.
But if they choose I'll use a simpler example. They've got the choice of bird in hand with the fixed rate, or they can take two in a bush, which might be a more substantial return by having the interest tied to the market. But the result could be, if they do that, could be zero, right?
Definitely, yes.
So if we, because one of the things people are concerned about as the market performs and grows, and you know, we see a longer and longer period without a 10% correction, and at the time of the taping of this program, it's been about 2 years since the last 10% correction. As that continues, people wonder about a correction, a pullback, even a bear market. If they've got the annuity and there is a correction where the market, say, drops 15%, they're not going to lose anything, but they're not going to make anything. So they don't lose anything, they don't make anything, but if the market's dropping 15%, that not making anything is not such a bad result if you're not losing anything either, right?
Exactly. I think, you know, and it's one of the things we constantly talk about. And when the market crashed in 2001, 2002, our clients and our policyholders were calling us and wondering about their money, and we were able to tell them it's all there, it's everything that you had. As a matter of fact, any year that they have a gain at American Equity, that gain's locked in forever.
And that stands on its own, right?
They can never lose that gain either, David.
So you could have a big loss in 1 year, get a zero return, the next year the market recovers, then you get to participate in that gain, get part of that without having to recover the lost ground?
Exactly. Every year you start over at a new point when your policy anniversary comes up and you have choices that, you know, you help your clients make on an annual basis.
Very good. Well, I think that that's one of the things that as people move closer to retirement or they're thinking about, you know, I always tell people, they say, well, when should I consider an annuity? And of course, it's very individualized, as you know, Kirby, but as they get closer to retirement, or as I better like to say, when you got retirement on the brain, okay, you don't have to be 65 to be thinking about retirement, right? In fact, the better, I've seen people where they've been as young as in their 40s look at an annuity for part of their money, because then they have all that time and the income. You talked earlier about having some guarantees of income. The sooner they start, the bigger that they can, in effect, create their own pension, individual pension, in effect, by setting this up at a younger age. They don't have to wait until the day they retire to say, maybe I should do an annuity.
You're exactly right. And these income riders have been out since about 2008, thereabouts. And what we found is it's actually reduced our average age, because we have a lot of clients that are concerned about future income in retirement. And the great thing is the sooner they start, the bigger they can have that retirement income when they get ready to turn it on.
There you go. Okay, well, we're out of time, Kirby. I'd love to talk with you more. Kirby Wood, Chief Marketing Officer, American Equity Life. The ticker is AEL. And Kirby, I really appreciate you being with us on the program.
Thanks, David.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.